Welcome, everyone. It's Russ Calzo, Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you for being with us today. Today, we're going to continue our new series on changing your life for the better. Well, how do we do that? Well, we've been talking about the anointing of God. We've been talking about the presence of God and how to carry the presence of God with us and how to be real people of the Lord, right? We want to live and love like Jesus. We're not looking to be superstars or super Christians. There are no such things. We just want to be obedient servants to the Lord, and we desire to be blessed of God. So how can we be blessed? How can we continue to carry His presence with us? And how can we shed some of the things that seem to weigh us down? We all have stuff. You know, we're praying for people that have so many issues. Some people are feeling oppressed. Some feeling so suicidal even. And things are going on in their families. And this may be you, your situation. We all have these things. Nobody's exempt from the pressures of the world that are around about us. You know, the Bible in Galatians chapter 5, Paul's talking about a yoke of slavery. You know, a yoke is something that farmers can relate to. Even modern farmers today, they know what a yoke is. And in many third world countries and countries that are not as blessed as we are, they're still plowing fields with oxen or horses that have yokes on them. And these yokes, most of the time, are made out of wood and they stretch across the neck. And you may know very well what they are. They use them to harness the power of these animals to pull the plows so they can guide them and they can control them. But lots of times in our lives, the devil wants to control us, you know, and our flesh wants to control us. And that can become a yoke around our necks. And that can become a problem for us. So how do we shed that? There's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 9 that we may be very familiar with, especially as we close down on the Christmas season, when it talks about, "Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and on the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And it goes on to talk about the birth of Christ, as Isaiah is prophesying about this time. But just prior to that, a couple of verses ahead of it, God is talking about that when this time comes, he's going to lift the burden off of people's necks. It's like a yoke. He says, "For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor." So who is the rod of the oppressor? We know that's the enemy. Satan, the devil, you know, the different spirits of this world that are pressing in on us, trying to take us captive with sin. You know, we all have stuff we're struggling with in our lives. And the devil wants to put that yoke around your neck, and he wants to guide you where he wants you to go so he can destroy us. And, you know, we all feel these pressures. So how do we get the yoke off of us? We know when we come to Jesus, Lord, and we confess our sins to the Lord, and God opens up this new life to us in this new relationship, the yoke is broken off our necks. But through life, as we know, things happen, and sometimes we allow these yokes to come back on our necks. So how do we avoid that? How do we avoid things that we felt free from coming back on us, turning us into slaves again of the thing that we thought we were free of? The scripture in Isaiah chapter 10 talks about an anointing. He says, "In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken, because you have grown so fat." What does that mean? It's kind of a funny scripture, right? What is God saying? Because we've grown so fat. King James Version says, because of the anointing. In other words, the anointing of God and the presence of God that we've been talking about grows on us. So our necks, as the illustration is, gets fatter. In other words, there are layers of anointing that come on us from reading the Word of God. And the stronger we get in the Word of God, and the more we protect ourselves in prayer and reading the Word, the more knowledge we have of God. People say knowledge is power, and that's true, even in a scriptural sense. If we have the knowledge of God, then we have more confidence towards God. then we can call on the name of the Lord with more confidence. We're going to continue this study in the anointing in our next episode. So please stay tuned. Keep checking in. God has something special for you. So God bless. Till next time, this is Russ Galzo at Chronicles of the End Times saying keep looking up. The King is coming.